Scholastic Audiobooks presents Cry of the Icemark by Stuart Hill, read by Heather O'Neill.
Chapter 1. Thirin Freer, strong in the Armlinden shield, carried her names with ease. She was 13 years old, tall for her age, and could ride her horse as well as the best of her father's soldiers. She was also heir to the throne of the Icemark. Her tutor might add that she was attentive when she wanted to be, clever when she bothered to try, and had her father's temper. Few compared her to her mother, who had died when Thirin was born. But those who remembered the proud young woman of the fierce Hypolitan people said that Thirin was her double. The soldier riding guard over her didn't care about any of this. They'd been hunting in the forest since dawn, and he was cold and tired. But Thirin showed no signs of wanting to go home. They were following a set of tracks she insisted were werewolf prints, and the soldier was afraid she might be right. He had already eased the spears in his scabbard and had been riding with his shield on his arm for the past hour. Werewolves had been banished from the Icemark after the Ghost Wars, in which Thirin's father, King Redrot, had defeated the army of the Vampire King and Queen at the Battle of the Wolf Rocks. Probably the werewolf she was tracking was just a loner in search of easy hunting in the cattle pastures, but you could never be too careful. With any luck, she could capture it, she thought, and take it back to the city as a prize. And perhaps, before it was executed, it could be made to give useful information about the land of the ghosts.
"Listen," Thirin said urgently, waking from a pleasant daydream about winning her father.